Thank you and good morning. North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough has thrown his support behind the passing of Humboldt County Initiative Measure P, a bill that, if passed, would prohibit the cultivation of genetically engineered crops in the county. Chesbrough joins local tribes and the Sierra Club in opposition to GMOs, and if passed by Humboldt County voters, Measure P would see Humboldt join Mendocino and Trinity counties in bans on genetically modified crops. Chesbrough said in a statement that GMOs are not compatible with our North Coast commitment to restoring and using our natural resources in a sustainable way. The Board of Supervisors have honored former 1st District Supervisor Jimmy Smith by naming the Fields Landing boat ramp after the two-term county official and former fisherman. Smith served on the board from 2001 through 2012 before he was forced to resign due to health concerns. Dignitaries joined Smith at the boat ramp on Wednesday morning for the naming ceremony. The supervisors will make the name official at next week's meeting. Smith will be remembered for far more than a boat launch, however. He was a key player in the formation of the 5-county Salmonid Conservation Program, as well as the 7-county North Coast Resource Partnership. A traffic stop conducted by Arcata Police resulted in the arrest of a Eureka man and the recovery of stolen items, suspected to have been taken during vehicle burglaries. Officers pulled over a car driven by 25-year-old Vincent McKenney on Tuesday morning in Valley West, and a search of the car turned up numerous suspected stolen items, including the jacket taken from McKenney's back, a jacket that had belonged to one of his burglary victims. Further investigation led Arcata police to a storage unit where they found evidence of a hash lab along with numerous other items of stolen property, believed to have been taken during 6 separate vehicle burglaries. McKenney was arrested and booked into county jail, and the stolen property is being returned to its rightful owners. The coroner's office has identified the human remains that were discovered in a transient encampment outside of Garberville on October 14th. The remains are those of 30-year-old Robert James Flaherty, who was originally from Sugar Creek, Ohio. An autopsy performed by a forensic pathologist determined that Flaherty had died as a result of gunshot wounds, and his death is being investigated as a homicide. The sheriff's office is investigating a reported home invasion robbery in which 2 white male adult suspects robbed 2 men of marijuana at a residence in the 4100 block of D Street in Eureka late Monday night. The victims told deputies that they had arranged to sell 2 pounds of marijuana for $1,200. Instead of money, the suspects brought a handgun and robbed the victims and ransacked the residence. Responding to numerous complaints from neighbors, deputies arrested Danny Lopez, Jennifer Ann Wright, and Shannon Forrester at a residence in Lolita on Tuesday morning after conducting a probation search of Lopez's Lolita residence. Deputies confiscated marijuana, a small amount of meth, and drug paraphernalia. Lopez, Forrester, and Wright were all booked for probation violations and possession. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are 2 Eureka City Council seats up for grabs in the November election, and we have had the chance to speak with all 4 candidates running for those seats. Mike Newman is the incumbent in the 3rd Ward, and he's being challenged by Kim Burgell. Newman sat down and explained why he ran in the first place and why he's running for re-election, a smooth working relationship between the county and the city.
For some years, the prior councils and soups have not played together well. So that was my motivation at that time to get on board and run for city council and make my voice heard. That was my reason, and I decided that I had not accomplished enough, which is to keep that gas pedal down now that we have the direction as we're going forward.
Newman also spoke about one of the key issues that got him involved in city government and keeps him involved, business.
Well, the big idea that I have is to make businesses welcome here in Eureka. That's been my driving force. That's been my impetus the whole way from 2010, and it is now in 2014 still. You have to be able to have businesses generating a profit, which generate jobs, which then pay the citizens here in Eureka a good wage.
You can hear the entire interview with Mike Newman and all of the Eureka candidates by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.